So, if I had to peg down a theme between the first reading and the gospel, it would be transition, all right? Change in life as time goes on. And the gospel is actually the easier part this time. The very first disciples of Christ just stumble upon Jesus at the end of the first chapter of the Gospel of John. John the Baptist gives him a little hint, of course. Hey, there goes the Lamb of God. From that moment on, those disciples' lives are in transition. They will never be the same again. They go from fishermen to fishers of men. You are Simon, son of John, and you shall be called Cephas, which means Peter. Now, the book of Samuel is it's a little trickier to understand. And I want you to understand. Samuel is a major figure in the Old Testament. So can you recall any little factoids about Samuel? If I were to ask you, what is his mother's name? Or what was his role in biblical history? Or even a physical description of the guy? Could you do it? I know that 5th through 8th graders who go to St. Francis Cabrini School and those who attend daily mass know, because we've had Samuel all week, so it's fresh in my head anyway. But don't worry, if you can't remember any of those details about him, I'd be hard-pressed if our positions were reversed and I haven't been hearing Samuel for a week straight. It just seems like Samuel he's just easy to forget for one reason or another. I don't know why. But he is important nonetheless. And for one thing, he's important because he is the last judge of Israel. Do you remember the Judges? The Book of Judges. It's a relatively early book in the Bible. And the Judges were the unofficial leaders of Israel before kings came along. So at this precise moment in history, the Hebrews have successfully escaped Egypt, Moses and all of that. They have reached the Promised Land, which would later be called Israel and Judah. That has happened. However, they have not yet gotten a centralized, organized government. Those things take time. So we're in that in-between state, and these judges were the charismatic individuals that kept the nation together and safe in some way. And all of them are different. They all dealt with basically the crisis of the generation. So Samson, Samson and Delilah. Samson was an immoral judge, but a powerful weapon against the enemies of Israel. Gideon was a brave warrior judge. Deborah was a clever judge and a prophetess, so double duty for her. Samuel was the last one. Remember I said the theme today is transition? Samuel was the guy who witnessed the transition, the change, from unofficial leaders to formal kings. And it was his responsibility to help train and mold Saul as the first king of Israel. And he'd at least begin the process for David, the second and greatest king of Israel. So Samuel was witnessing the change of society happening around him. And Samuel knew that a king was a bad idea. He knew it was a bad idea, but he also knew it was going to happen whether he liked it or not. But he had to at least try his best to combine the dangerous idea of kingship, the new idea, and the wisdom of the past and the will of God. And I don't think that was ever easy for Samuel. Now, there is one other character that deals with unexpected or unwanted change. And I'm talking about Eli, who was also in our first reading. Eli was the priest that Samuel trained under. And a lot of people don't know this. Eli's family was going to be the priestly family for the foreseeable future. And unfortunately, it didn't work out that way because Eli's two sons, priests could have kids back then, Eli's two sons were so amazingly disrespectful to God. So in our first reading, the text ends precisely before we hear the message God kept waking Samuel up for. So in our reading, like, Samuel, yes, yes, I'm here, Lord. Like, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep. And then he figures out it's God calling him. And then just as before God gives the message that he kept waking Samuel up for in the middle of the night, the text ends. Well, here's the message that God gives Samuel. Okay. The Lord said to Samuel, I am about to do something in Israel that will cause the ears of everyone who hears it to ring. On that day, I will carry out in full against Eli everything I threatened against his family. I announce to him that I am condemning his family once and for all because of this crime. Though he knew his sons were blaspheming God, he did not reprove them. Samuel slept until morning, and he got up early and opened the doors of the temple of the Lord. He feared to tell Eli the vision, but Eli called to him, Samuel, my son, what did he say to you? Hide nothing from me. So Samuel told him everything, and he held nothing back. Eli answered, He is the Lord. He will do what he judges best. That is, as they say, a cold bowl of chili. I don't know where I heard that from, but it's just stuck in my head. Eli's entire family was fired from priesthood directly from God. That's harsh. That's pretty harsh. That's bad news. But I wanted to read that for you because I want to draw your attention to the fact that Eli does not whine. He does not complain, and he does not beg. He answers, He is the Lord, and he will do what he judges best. I think that teaching moment of Eli stayed with Samuel for the rest of his life. You know, that deep knowledge that the will of God will be done. I know a lot of people, maybe even a lot of people right here, right now, who struggle with that. That idea that God's will be done, whether we like it or not. Because the blessings of God are pretty easy to accept most of the time. It's during those moments of reproach where it seems like we don't have the favor of God, that's when it's hard to wrap our heads around things. Because sometimes things don't work out. Sometimes our best intentions are not enough. And sometimes things are not going to stay the same, even if we want them to. But the one consistent thing in all of that is God's fidelity to us. And the one thing that has to stay the same is our fidelity to God, our trust in God. If only we open our lives to him as he deems necessary, if we do that, we can handle any complication that life throws us, any transition at all, whether that transition means a new and challenging ministry, as in the case of the disciples, the introduction of a bad or selfish leader, which is what Samuel had to deal with, or even the sad news that something good is about to end in favor of something else, which is what Eli had to cope with. But no matter what, the constant in all of this is that God is always faithfully at our side, guiding us along the way. That is true during the moments of blessing, during the moments of reproach, and indeed, in the moments of transition when we don't know what's going to happen next.